thank you for your word that is coming with precision, with accuracy, simplicity, and clarity. Let your word bring illumination, understanding into our mortal body, that our spirit may be quickened. We thank you for what you are doing and what you are about to do. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to crown, we know for the whole month I've been talking about you have been chosen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I am the chosen one. Get used to it. Amen. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, get close to me now. Because tomorrow by this time, if you don't have a connection with me, you can't get in touch with me. Hallelujah. Sometimes it happens that when you see certain important people, such as I'm looking at right now, and you don't take their number and you happen to want them, you can't reach them because they cannot be reached. Because you refuse to get a connection. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, get close to me now. Because tomorrow by this time, if you don't have a connection with me, you can't see me. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. I've been told that there is a birthday cake somewhere we have to cut, so we will try and get it done as soon as possible. Amen. I want to talk to you. The Lord has been talking to me about a subject I want to share with you. And I believe it too. If the light is the sun is worrying you, they are nice. Sit here. Come and sit here. Amen. If you want to come and sit on this, sit here. You can come and sit here. Amen. Don't run away from the front. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Hosea chapter 12. Hosea chapter 12, verse 10 to 14. It sounds nice, isn't it? Wow. Hosea. Hosea. Praise God. It's not like John. Everybody knows John. Yeah, the scriptures that have got some nice prophetic words. Amen. The Bible said, it said, I have also spoken by the prophet. And I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as herbs in the furrows of the field. Listen to the verse number 12 carefully. Now Jacob fled into the country of the Syria, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. Verse 30 say, and by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim rebuked him to hunger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him. Amen. I want you to look at the face of your neighbor and say, neighbor, come out of your Egypt. Say, neighbor, come out of your Egypt. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to look at the face of your neighbor and say, neighbor, come out of your Egypt. And your neighbor will tell you, say, neighbor, I am coming out of Egypt. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. I've got a very straightforward message from God to somebody here under the sound of my voice. The name Egypt biblically is a name that means, it has got many meanings, but one of the meanings I want to talk about is the fact that it represents troubles, oppressors, anguish, which is also the term as suffering. I want to describe Egypt as a place where fear control you. Fear control man than boldness control man. The reason why Egypt is a place where we get to know that God took us through our trouble for double. But yet still we have been soaked and we have been condensed with pain every now and then. Praise the Lord. Egypt is a place where we know that we are better than where we are, but yet still our situation is still the same. It's a place where we know that God has got better plans for us, but yet still we haven't seen the glory of God shining in our life. But your experience in Egypt doesn't conform with what God has said. It is a place of expectancy, but nothing happened until being to give up, until we begin to give up and to shut down on our own promises. It is a place where you know that whatever you feel within your spirit is what God has said. It's a place you know that you didn't get there by yourself, but the prophetic word of God took you to that place. But yet still you know that you must come out of that place by the same prophetic word, but every now and then expectation is not being fulfilled. Egypt is a place of pain and continuous hoping and not seeing it come to pass. In Genesis chapter 15 verse 13, the Bible said, that he said unto Abraham, know of a certainty that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve there, and they shall afflict them 400 years. Now you know that God told Abraham that this is what is going to happen. That where they are is not their place. It's a place of pain, but pain is not their place. Come on, tell your neighbor, your pain is not your place. God said that place where they have been afflicted is not going to be their place. That is why there is a better future for somebody here. Under the sound of my voice, I came to tell you that your weeping time is not your permanent time, but it's just a pass-through. They didn't just say that to Abraham. In the same chapter 15, verse 16, the Bible said, he said, but, come on, say, but. The word but means it canceled the other ones that are following. He said, but in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of Amorites is not yet full. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 12 verse 40. It said, now, come on, say now. The sojourning of the children of Israel who dwell in Egypt was 430 years. Now what God said, there is overdue time. There is what we call overcast. It has exceeded the time God promised the children of Israel. Now they've added 30 years away. Praise the Lord. Now in Exodus chapter 3, we get to understand that Moses went out of Egypt when he was trying to set the children of Israel free. Now the Bible said that he went out to a place, and when he was taking care of the flocks, the Bible said that God appeared to him and spoke to him. And you know, I've spoken about this before when I told you that when Moses saw the furnace, the bush burning but not consumed, the Bible said when he turned to look, God called him and said, Moses, come to me now. And the Bible said, God said, the place where you are is a holy ground, take off thy sandals. And I told you that the sandals represent the message. Come on, say the message. It represents your knowledge, what you know. And God told him, take off what you know. Take off your rejection. Take off your pain. Because I'm going to cause the same pain to work together for your good. Now, the Bible said in the chapter
3 and the verse number 7 to 10. The Bible said, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. I have heard the cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land. Come on, say a good land. Not only was it a good land, but he said that a large. Unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore behold, come on, say behold. Now therefore behold, he repeated this word twice, several times. He said what? He said, now behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Amen. Now this story is said that I want to send you. What caused the children of Israel to experience the prophetic word was not their pain. It was their cry that attracted heaven to act on their situation. And often now and then when you see that the promises of God concerning your life is delaying, there is a need for you to cry more. Your pain is not your residency. Your pain is just a pass-through. And the Bible said that when they cried to God, God heard their cry. The reason why you are not seeing your promise come to pass in your Egypt is because you are not crying enough. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that weeping, the word weeping may endure for a night. If you refuse to cry, to weep in your night season, you aren't going to see your blessing coming in the morning. When you cry to God, he said he will respond to your call. He said, call upon me and I will, and I will answer you. And I'm asking myself, why would he have to wait until I call? Because when you call, you elect him to know that you are waiting. Praise the Lord. Say to your neighbor, cry. The Bible, I like it when blind Bartimaeus was told to be quiet. The more they told him to be quiet, the more he cried, the more. My pain will never bring my solution. It is my tears. It is my pain that will trigger me to. Some of us, even though we are in pain, we aren't crying out to God. And the more you sit in your pain and say that you, if you are crippled by fear in your pain, then it means that you are going to be in a hopeless situation. Any now and then, the Bible. So I want to just dwell on certain parts here. I want you to understand that the question I'm asking myself, why did God choose Moses and not any other person? Praise God. Why did God choose Moses and not any other person? Right from here, you will understand that Moses was chosen by God because Moses was the one who was in Egypt and came out of Egypt. Before you can deliver somebody, you must first deliver yourself. Now, God cannot send Moses unto the land of the Egyptians to deliver the children of Israel until he delivered himself. Praise the Lord. Because Moses escaped from Egypt, then he's been qualified by divineness of God to deliver the children of Israel also. I want you to understand in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, the Bible says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasures. When Moses was trying to escape from Egypt, he thought it was his own intention. He thought it was his own plan and initiation. Little did he discover that everything that he thought about was part of the plan of God. I am here to tell you that you have come this far because God wants to use you to reach other people who have not come to the level you have come to. I didn't hear amen. What we go through in life determines our divine assignment. Your divine assignment is based on what you go through in life. The pain of your life, if you discover the purpose of God in your life, you associate it to a particular pain you are going through in your life. There are many people who have been brought out to deliver people from marriages. And when you look at their starting point of their marriage, you will discover that they have gone through very, very difficult moments. God brought them out to bring somebody out. That is why in America and most other places, those drug addicted people, when they get them saved, they bring a whole battalion of people who have been addicted back to God. Because when they came out, they didn't come out alone. They were empowered by God to bring out many. Hallelujah. Somebody here under the sound of my voice, if you are going through some financial problems, challenges, and repeatedly it is occurring, but yesterday you know God has destined your life to be great, to be prosperous, and yesterday the situation is not changing, I came to tell you that the devil is trying to scare you so that you will not come out of that limitation to the place of having abundance, that you'll be able to support somebody who couldn't be supported before. I am here to tell you that don't allow any amount of pain to discourage you from hearing the voice of God. Don't let any pain in your life tells you that what God said concerning the pain will not come to pass. I am here to tell you that for your trouble, God will give you double. Say to your neighbor, for your trouble, God will give you double. I want you to understand that God takes the true things in life. I met the boy called David, who is being classified by God, by the pronouncement of God. God said, he's a man after my own heart. But later did I discover that David was a deliverer. David could not deliver the children of Israel by fighting Goliath until he first delivered the sheep from the hands of the lions and the bears. I know some of you are going through some sample process. You are going through some pilot situations in your life, and I want to tell you that if God has spoken concerning your situation, I am here to tell you that don't allow any amount of rejection to make you feel like you cannot be accepted, because God said it, it shall come to pass. Come on, say to your neighbor, because God said it, it shall come to pass. Now I want to go to another dimension. I want you to understand that God has got an assignment for you. God has got an assignment for who? For you. Say to your neighbor, God has got an assignment for me. Now, how do I actualize? How do I bring to pass the assignment of God? The prophetic word of God. Go to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 39 to 31. You don't know what I'm talking about. Because sometimes the difficulties you go through in life should tell you the extent to which God will take you. When Hannah gave birth to the son, later did we recover that Samuel was going to be a great person. I know some of you are barren at the moment, but what is coming out of you will feed generation. Hallelujah. He said he giveth power to the war. To the faint, and to them that have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings of eagles, as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. I'm going to borrow another scripture in Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. This scripture has got a reflection, something I want to dwell on to talk to you. It said, and sure as you wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploit. Amen. You must understand the level from which I'm coming from, because when we talk about the word waiting, it doesn't mean sitting in expectancy. When God says you are waiting, it doesn't mean you sit in expectancy. No. When you see the word waiting, the Bible said that they that wait upon the Lord, say they that wait upon the Lord. When you wait upon God, it is a very, most of us use that scripture several times and many times. But when you are waiting, it talks about divine positioning. When you are waiting, the person waiting at the bus stop is waiting not in his bedroom, but waiting in the right place for that expectation to manifest. When you are waiting at the bus stop for a bus and expecting a bus, you can wait for it, and that means you are waiting. But if you wait for a bus at the train station, you aren't waiting, you are wasting time. And most often than not, when you see the farmer waiting for his harvest, it means that he has first sown a seed. And he waits for the word, for the harvest. There is what we call divine positioning. Now, when God released a promise in your life, the children of Israel, it was a cry that would draw the prophetic word to come to pass. That was their divine positioning. Somebody is saying, what are you talking about? The Bible said that when I met the disciples, God said to them, do not go to anywhere, wait in Jerusalem until you are endowed with power. And the Bible said they went to fishing. One could pose a case that even though they were fishing, they were still waiting in expectation that they will receive the promise. God doesn't want you to go for fishing in the divine world, waiting. He wants you to wait in a place absolutely relying on him. And the Bible said that when the disciples were in one place with one accord in the upper room, and the Bible says suddenly something happened. What the word suddenly means that it was out of the control of man. When you are waiting to get married, it doesn't mean that you go and sit at the train station. You are not waiting for a marriage at the train station. When you are waiting to get married, it means you put up an attitude that will cause a man to locate you. That is what Naomi told, Ruth. The Bible says he guided that lady to know how to position herself around Boaz. And that was the process, the divine waiting in process of her. Now, if you want to break through in whatever God has called you in, if God told you that you are going to become a multimillionaire, then it means that there is a place, an attitude you have to develop to attract heaven to respond to you. Because whatever God has called for you has got divine appointment within it and a divine behavior that goes with it. Tap your neighbor and say, what are you waiting with? When you are waiting, you wait in expectation. The Bible said that when you read the book of Luke chapter 1, it talks about Simeon and Hannah. These were people who were waiting for the consolation of Israel. They were waiting for the Messiah to be born. They were not waiting in their house. They were waiting in the temple. That was the divine positioning of the waiting that they were in. If you are waiting for God to appear to you with certain part of your life, there is a need for you to know what to do to attract the heavens on your life. Hallelujah. It is not because God said it will come to pass. Yes, it will come to pass because you have decided to do something about it. Ask your neighbor, do something about it. Tell your neighbor, do something about it. Come on, say to your neighbor, neighbor, do something about your situation. Now, in Hosea chapter 12, verse 13, downward, I want to pick the verse number 12. Number 12 says that, chapter 12, verse 12, it said, and Jacob fled into the country of the Syria, and Israel served for a wife, for a what? For a wife, he kept what? Sheep. Okay? Now look at this. You can't wait for a wife and do something else. when you read the Bible said that when Jacob wanted to marry Rachel, and the Bible said that he got Leah by working for many years. Now, having worked for many years, he was working in waiting for what he's expecting for. Look at me. If he was waiting for, there was a divine thing, there was a divine process he must go through. There was a divine attitude he must develop. There was a divine work or something he must do. And that was to take care of the flocks for this particular years. If he refuses to honor that divine attribute that goes with that which merits him to have the wife, there is no way we can call it waiting. Praise the Lord. The Bible also said what? He said that he did all of this because he wanted the wife. You can't be expecting a wife and go and watch video and go and watch movies. You must do that which will cause you to see the glory of God. Praise the Lord. Ask your neighbor, what are you doing? It is not just what you are doing. That is why you can't copy people. That is why you can't look at somebody's behavior to determine your behavior. That is why you can't say, the Bible said that Hannah had been eating with the folks when they were eating, they were having merry, they were having fun. But the divine process that she must go through in her waiting process was to kneel down and cry for Eli to come and see her, and that would bring the break loose. Praise the Lord. Most of the time, we are not doing the things that will attract heaven to respond to us. The Bible said, if my people who are called by my name will position themselves in the right place, I, the Lord, will glorify myself. When you look at the Bible carefully, when Gideon was going to fight, the positioning of Gideon was to reduce the number of people who were going to battle to fit the criteria for which God's glory can be seen. If you take more people, more than God wants you to take, his glory cannot be shown because you are not meeting the waiting criteria. What is your waiting criteria? Ask your neighbor, what is your waiting criteria? One of the criteria that will bring us out of our Egypt is this. The verse number 13 of the chapter 12 of Hosea. It said, how did they come out of Egypt? They came out of Egypt by what? By the prophet. They came out of Egypt by what? By the prophet. And I thought the prophet was a man who spoke for God. Later did I discover that it was false. It's not true. The prophet doesn't speak for God. The prophet is a man. He can't speak for God. But the prophet is somebody who hears from God and say what God is saying. That is why a prophet cannot just come to you and say anything. No, he listens to God. And he says what God is saying. That is who a prophet is. Now, when you hear what Israel experienced, they said, the Bible said, they were brought out by what? A prophet. And this prophet, he's not just any ordinary prophet, but he's somebody who have had an encounter with God. So for you to come out of your Egypt, you have to get a prophet to speak. The prophet speaking is not just the pastor or the prophet or whoever it is, but God must have a, you must have a medium through which you will receive a word from God. The time God told the Egyptians they should let the children of Israel go, it was one of the biggest level when the Israelites were hopeless. So I want you to understand, before you can come out of your Egypt, you must first hear a word from God that will not conform to the standard of your situation. It will not synchronize or it will not make sense to you at the point you receive what God is saying. But if you will look upon the God who said it, he said that, have I not said it and have I not done it? He said that they that wait shall renew. It means that when you wait in that place, when God visits you, it doesn't matter how bad your situation is, you shall see the redemption of God. He said that for you to come out of your Egypt, you must hear a seasoned word of God. The Bible said that Abraham was in pain, was in his place of Egypt, was in his place of expecting but not seeing every now and then. But the Bible said that until he positioned himself in the tent, until he positioned himself to come out of the tent and see the right people who will guide him into his destiny. The Bible said that he pleaded. There are some people you have to beg to bless them. And when you beg, there are certain people God have assigned them for you to bless them before your doors will be open. But most often than not, there sometimes comes at the point when you don't have. That is when you have to be highly sensitive to know the things to do to bring out the glory of God. That is why God wanted to bless a widow, and the Bible said he commanded Moses to go to that widow. Little did we discover that the little that she had in her hands was that which will open the plenty in her life. By a prophet, say a prophet. So what you need to know is that how do I position myself at the place where I can receive a prophetic word from God? It doesn't just happen. You must position yourself. The waiting for the name of Jacob to change to Israel was a waiting of wrestling. And when you know how to, God have said that this book, God told the mother of Jacob, he said, the younger shall rule the older one. But by reality, it wasn't happening. The waiting for the name to change came as a result of wrestling. For the divineness of God to happen, you must position yourself. You must hear a word that doesn't make sense. That is where you can say, in all these things, we are more than a conqueror. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that there were women who were waiting. There were 10 women waiting. They were all called waiting. But before the bridegrooms could come, we got to know those who were waiting. We got to know that some of them were not wise. You have to know that there is a particular thing you will do that will trigger heaven to respond to you. And when you identify, that is what brings you out of your Egypt. It is not because at the point Moses spoke the word of God that Israel came out of captivity. It was at the point the king said they will not come out. If you want to come out of Egypt, you must be able to trust God in spite of what your situation is. Listen. What causes people not to come out of their Egypt is their fear. They don't want to try because they know they will fail. But until you try, you can't come out. It is the strength of God. When you thought you would die, you will walk strong and you begin to do exploits. Praise the Lord. There is a point we call the breaking point. That is what they use the word suddenly to represent. I want somebody to hear the sound of my voice. Anything you are going through, there is a voice of God that goes with it. I wanted us to pray one topic before I preach, but I forgot. Amen. The Bible said, listen to me. I pray a type of prayer like this. I say, God, I read the scriptures and I heard that the Bible said, he that has ears, let him hear. I pray a prayer like this. Oh God, give me the ear that can hear you. It's not every ear that can hear God. Praise the Lord. It's not every eye that can see what God is doing. Praise the Lord. So I want to beg of you, if you want to come out of limitation, every time I am about to give to somebody and I get the consciousness that I don't have, I give. If you want to overcome the power of lack, you have to break it forth and tell yourself that I am more. You have to hear a word from God. When we went to Ghana for the conference, my papa did explain to me, coach, he said to me that the widow, the Bible said, God said what? I have commanded a widow to do what? To feed you. And I thought that Elijah just went there and the widow gave him the food. No. Some of us, we thought God didn't talk to the woman, to the widow. But for God to say, I have commanded her, which means that God spoke to her about it. When God spoke to her about it, she looked into her hands. She had the choice to respect what she's got in her hands by her flesh, or to let it go for what God is saying. If you want to experience abundance, that is why not many people will see God. That is why most people will not see the bridegroom. Because it goes with a level of nonsense. And that is your breaking point where you see the glory of God happening. If you want to come out of your Egypt, you have to believe the word of God. In spite of the restriction, the more Moses said something about it, the more that their taskmasters double their work, the more it gets worse. And there are times when you hear the voice of God, it doesn't mean that things become easy. There are times when they become worse. That is why the Bible said, but they shall walk strong. At the point everybody thought it was over, that is when it will change suddenly. If you want to come out of your Egypt, anything you are going through in your life that is a struggle, you know what God told me? I prayed a prayer, there was things not going on well for me in certain part. And I prayed a prayer for about a few hours. The following 2 days, I saw the door opening. And I said, why is it that one is not opening? And you know what God said to me? You know what he said to me? He said, don't think I don't hear you when you pray. There are certain doors that when you pray about them, 2 minutes, they open. But certain doors don't open. Why? Because through them, the glory of God will shine. You have to know what God is saying about it. You think I am Superman? There were times I thought about shutting the church. Shutting it because it was too much. The only thing that kept me going was what God has said. That is why you have to know what God is saying about somebody. When you know what God is saying about them, in their time of Egypt, you can bring that news to them. Praise the Lord. There are people when they are getting married, they get married, they said, this is the man God gave me. When things become difficult, they want to quit. It is the same man God gave to you, you fight. Your Egypt, you have to overcome your fear. Praise the Lord. Let me quote this and we finish. Your Egypt cannot keep you. It is not your place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm finishing. Let me have the cake, please. Amen. Let's go to Exodus chapter 14, verse 12. Then I'm done. It's a place of loneliness. It's a place. When you tell people about it, it will look like you are stupid. Amen. That is why you have to know what God is saying in the year before you start in the year. When God told you this year is good, it is good. It doesn't matter what comes. Believe in that word. The reason why we're going to, I've never felt this way at the start of the year before. It looked like everything is bombarded. But that is to tell you that there is something good coming. Don't let fear cripple you. Crossfire Church, let's not allow fear to cripple us. We will break forth like the seed of Lebanon. We will break forth and man cannot take the glory but God. The Bible said in Exodus chapter 14, when Moses spoke to the Israelites and told them to come out, they didn't want to come out. Look at what they said. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt? Saying, let us alone. Today, as your pastor, I will not let you alone. Because I know what God is saying about you. That we may serve the Egyptians. How can you serve the Egyptians? It is not your place to serve the Egyptians. God didn't bring you that far to serve the Egyptians. It is not in your place. He said, for it had been better. It is not better. Don't stay in that place. Fight. If one day fasting doesn't work, go to 2 days. If 2 days doesn't solve it, go to 3 days. I am changing my prayer pattern every week. And I am striving for more. Why? Because through my cry, he will hear my cry. Stand on your feet. Let me hear the song. For he did, da, da, da. Praise the Lord. God is going to work in our lives. We will succeed because I am walking in the wilderness. And God has given me a word for somebody. And that word, I don't care what the king is saying about you. The king of this world, I don't care what he's saying about you. I am here to tell you what God is saying. God said, I should tell you that you are coming out. You are coming out of your Egypt. Your place of sorrow, you are coming out. It doesn't matter. The Bible said, the stone that the builders rejected. I don't care who concluded on your case. God said, it shall come to pass. Lift up your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus, in the year 2018, Father, give me the power. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Let me have Judges chapter 1 verse 1. That will cause you to have your expectation to be met. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. Amen.